Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine. How are you?
I'm great. As always, we have an exciting show to share with you. And we've been on the radio for 12, 13 years now.
Almost 13 years
with weekly shows and weekly cases, hundreds, thousands of cases, showing our listeners that chronic disorders can be treated and cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean that you will not need our treatment after a while either, besides some occasional tune-ups when you have stress and just to maintain your health and maintain your body.
In fact, you can never cure a disease with drug or surgery. To cure a disease, you have to restore health. And the body does not use chemical drugs to sustain health. And surgery only correct the symptom, but never restore circulation, which maintain health.
Right. And you'll see a lot of the times when people come in, they have surgeries in the past, they have failed surgeries. They may get better at first, but then their studies showed that, especially with back surgeries, after a while, they will regress back to their original state and maybe even worse because of the increased scar tissue where they had the surgery. And the same thing with medication. If you stop taking the medication, your symptoms come back. That just means that
the problem is not fixed.
Right.
Yeah, like painting over the water stain on the wall, but never fix the leak. Mm-hmm. This kind of treatment, the symptomatic treatment, is forever.
Right.
Whenever you got a treatment that can never stop, is a scam, is
right.
Deceptive.
Now, the difference between that and our treatment, with our treatment, sometimes your symptoms will return, but usually with less intensity. And so it's showing that the circulation is being restored. But if your qi is not high enough, if you don't have enough to keep those blockages open, then your symptom is going to return. So what we're working on is opening up and clearing those blockages in circulation. And that is what helps you to restore and maintain your health.
Okay, the blockages Dr. Elaine referred to are circulation blockages. Circulation that contain the qi. Qi is the energy from our spirit. And that's what gives us the life and gives us the power to repair any problem in the body. So anytime you got a blockage, a traffic jam, that blocks the qi from going to a different area, then you got disorders. If you have 100 blockages, we cannot give you 100 shots. You'll be too sore. So
right.
We do away with like 30 major ones.
It's a process.
Yeah, and then you keep on doing it. So
right.
So sometimes you feel good, and then if your qi that we restore are not able to get rid of the rest, then the symptom will come back, and we keep on doing it until you get cure.
Right. And the other thing we really work on a lot is stress and emotional health. And a lot of that comes with the treatment too, because what we're doing is we're helping you to literally dump emotional trash with each injection. And every time those emotional blockages are cleared, your perspective changes. And that's how we treat the emotional components of your disease.
The reason for that is qi is emotion. Qi is feeling. Qi is also the energy that enable our organ to function. It gives the energy for the function and for life.
Right.
So emotional stress, the qi flow is emotional flow. So when you get a divorce and heartbreaking event, you block your heart freeway.
Mm-hmm.
You call traffic jam there. And people hold grudges. And then the grudges turn into the physical blockage. So
right.
when we release the blockage, we dump your emotional garbage.
Right.
You feel
right.
not just pain-free, but
happy. Emotionally free, yes.
This
is a really salient point that I don't think we stress enough, actually, is
yes.
the emotional component, because that's completely connected to your
physical
ailment.
That's the number one cause of the blockage.
It is. It really is. Before we get to our first guest, I want to go over who we had with us last time, Paco. From Orange County, he's been with us for a couple years now. He has an extensive history of diabetes, alcohol abuse, liver failure, has been on dialysis for 2 years. When he first came to see us in 2011, he had severe osteomyelitis of both of his legs. And it was to the point where, I mean, his legs looked like pizza because you could see the tissue rotting underneath his skin. He went to Rheum Care Center for weeks. His feet were starting to turn black, gangrenous. Within several months of treatment, his legs actually started looking normal again.
He had osteomyelitis, which is very difficult to treat.
Right.
And most of the time, you know, end up with amputation.
Right.
But we healed him.
Right.
And with the skin over, he has not had the problem return.
Right. And he was in and out of the hospital since 2007 when he came to see us. And when he started coming to see us, his hospital visits were less frequent. And when he did go to the hospital, his recovery time was much faster with the treatment. You know, with his extensive history, he eventually did have to go on dialysis.
The reason is that because he cannot fight his addiction
right.
to food,
right.
okay?
Right.
He likes spicy stuff. And
right.
that's what got him into dialysis. Recently, you know, after a while, he really know that dialysis is no good for him. The chemical they gave him is no good. So he dropped 1 hour, 3 times that he had to go to dialysis. He just stopped, okay? So I gave him a treatment. He felt good. Then he took dialysis the next time. He said he didn't feel good. It turns out that he ate spicy stuff Monday, Tuesday, 3 days
yeah.
in a row.
It's a big issue with him,
yeah.
the addiction. I mean, he's an alcoholic, so he has
finally
that
admit
tendency.
That because
yes.
I keep
yes.
thinking, you know, well, then you really cannot stop so drastically.
Right.
You know, we cannot take an experiment when the patient doesn't really want to cooperate.
Right. Well, it's a problem that he has within himself that he needs to work on. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, but he is hanging on, so hopefully we'll have him on again. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Let's get to our first guest. Okay, I'd like to give a warm welcome to our first guest today, Dennis. Welcome, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
Hi. Yes. Welcome to our show. Dennis, give us a little bit of background, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see Dr. Tong.
I'm from Oregon.
Okay.
And we heard his radio program on the computer
mm-hmm.
and decided that we might look into it.
Okay.
I have, among other things, pulmonary fibrosis.
Okay.
Okay, pulmonary fibrosis means that the lung tissues is dying all the time.
Right.
And that's why...
Hardening, right?
Yeah, hardening,
mm-hmm.
okay. And that's because of circulation blockage, because the circulation are blocked and the tissue does not get the nutrient and they're dying.
Right.
So you have problem breathing, correct?
Correct, mm-hmm. yes.
Now, what treatment did you get before you came?
How long have you had it?
Right, how long have you had it, first of all?
Since 2004, I think.
Okay, so really almost 9 years then. You mm-hmm. were diagnosed yeah. 9 years ago. Okay.
So you probably had a problem before then.
Right. And mm-hmm. what kind of treatment did you receive before that, before you came to see us?
None. I mean, when they discovered it, I had pneumonia.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So they thought I had TB, so they put me in isolation for 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and found out that I didn't have TB, that mm-hmm. I had pulmonary fibrosis.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as treatment, I haven't had any treatment for that aside from just checking on it from time to time.
Checking on your lungs?
That is
the lung
yeah.
function. So, what, they just gave you oxygen? So you're using oxygen then, I'm assuming.
I do use oxygen
mm-hmm.
On a limited basis. I don't have to be on it all the time.
Okay.
How many times a week do you have to use oxygen prior to getting our treatment?
I probably use it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Not always. If I'm working or something like that, then I take an oxygen break.
Okay. Mm,
okay.
So you were using it pretty much daily before you came to see us. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And how many?
I might use it even if I'm not working. If I just sit down or something
right.
and it's handy, I will probably use it.
Okay. Mm. So then you came down, was it about a couple months ago?
Yes.
And then tell us about your experience with the treatment and how you're feeling now. Because actually your voice sounds very strong to me compared to before you came. Really
exactly, yeah.
strong and deep.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, after the treatment, everybody said my voice and my face color and everything
right.
were improved.
Right.
And when I got home, I experienced a little more energy,
mm-hmm.
and my appetite, for some reason, has reappeared.
for some reason, because I treated you.
Wonderful. Yeah.
The treatment improved your
stomach, your digestive circulation.
Digestive circulation, so now that... You're hungry. You're hungry means you're healthier.
Right, right.
Anytime
right.
you have any chronic or acute disease, when your appetite returns, that's when you're recovering.
Right,
yeah.
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very, very big improvements. Now, tell us...
how many treatments did you have
How many treatments?
Three.
Only three?
Only three? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Not four? Oh, maybe three or four.
I did have four.
Four,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's still not very many, and within
no.
right, and
no.
and since you're from Oregon, you can't come as often as as you know as we would like.
I remember I really struggled the first three times because you did not get much improvement the first couple of times.
Yeah,
and the last couple of times, then finally find the blockages.
Now tell us also, how often are you using the oxygen?
Now.
When I go out to work,
mm-hmm.
I take it with me, and I use it quite often if I'm doing strenuous work.
Okay.
I have over an acre of land that I've got some grapes on, and at this time of the year, I got to work on those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty physical. That's physical labor that.
So how actually how's your breathing now compared to before
right.
our treatment? Are you breathing better?
Yeah, it's slightly better.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my pulmonary doctor,
mm-hmm.
and he tested me again, and it was not improved a lot, but there was some improvement there.
Okay.
That's good. Because that's been a couple of months already.
Right.
Okay. So let me explain to you what I did, okay? What I did was that improved the circulation and qi flow. Prior to when there's no circulation, no qi, there's no warmth. Like a dead person, the blood vessel all collapse. So many area in your lung, the blood vessel collapse. When you breathe in the oxygen, there's no red blood cell to receive it. So we improve the circulation and improve the qi, the capillaries open up and you got a lot more red blood cells. So when you breathe in, the oxygen gets picked up and you feel it.
Right.
When you breathe in, you also get qi, the energy. And when your digestive system also improves, so when you eat stuff, you also extract the qi. That is why you feel more energy.
Mm-hmm. So, Dennis, you also were using the grounding, correct? The grounding sheet?
Yes.
Have you noticed a difference with that?
Not really.
Not really.
Okay.
What about sleeping?
I sleep pretty well,
okay.
Yeah.
How do you compare to before, the sleeping?
Actually, it's about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Well, he's in town again for treatment, so we're going to have to follow up and see how you progress.
You'll be better this
yes.
time because I know where your blocks
right.
are.
And you're already improved, so
yeah.
it's mm-hmm. going to be a little bit easier this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you soon, Dennis. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I'd like to welcome our next guest today, also Dennis. Welcome, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Good morning.
Good morning. Dennis is bounding with energy this morning.
Sound good.
My
yeah.
goodness. Give us a little background, Dennis, where you're from, what you do, and how you came about to see us.
Well, let's see. I heard about you on the radio, which is just great. You're just helping so many people by this.
Thank
by
you.
This radio show that you have. It's just great.
Thank you.
I was an air conditioning contractor. I'm mm-hmm. retired now. I mm-hmm. was doing restaurants around the country,
okay.
inspecting them and doing the design, and it was just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And That was about it. Contracting was just I don't know.
Okay.
Fun, so, tiring though. A little.
Yeah.
Constant stress, like everything is.
So what brings you to us?
Yeah. What brought?
Oh gosh. Geez, how many things can I list?
Let's start from the beginning.
Well, my right shoulder, which feels a whole lot better now. It was really painful. And at one point, I couldn't move it. I couldn't lift it off my leg. But, it's great now.
And how long did you have that problem for?
Maybe 10 years.
Oh,
wow.
Dang.
Yeah.
So
it's very
most of my stuff is chronic.
Very
I've had
chronic.
A lung problem since Marine Corps boot camp in 64.
Wow.
Had pneumonia for 3 months in the hospital at Balboa. And then whenever I hit cold weather or warm weather, it just brings up a lot of phlegm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of still happening now.
Okay.
And so we're trying to get that over with. It's hard to hard to get it to stop.
Right.
They might be calling it emphysema now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it seems like it affects your voice to a certain extent, correct?
It does. It does affect my voice. A lot of coughing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want the listeners know, Dennis does not sound like this. Your voice in the beginning was very high pitch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very
right.
rasp. And
very raspy.
Raspy, okay?
And scratchy, yes.
Right now it's a lot more
clear.
Round. Clear,
yes.
clear.
Yes.
And strong.
Oh, yeah, I do feel better. Yeah, and
strong.
In speaking.
Right.
So it's improving. On my last appointment with you, it's like,
yes.
Wait, just immediately, there's the
yeah,
difference.
Suddenly right. you're changing.
So the energy is coming there, and it's
yeah.
all about the energy.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, you can hear the energy. And for our listeners, your voice actually is a reflection of your health.
Yes.
Yes.
And so people with weak voice, low voice, who cannot enunciate or project, that means their chi is more weak.
Yes.
So definitely, I mean, your voice is so much stronger than when you first came, and,
yes,
and so much more clear.
Yes.
So
yes.
much more clear.
I just feel things improving,
uh-huh.
and I just can't put it into words. I'm not good with the words, but I.
But
no, you're
got
doing,
me to be a believer.
You're doing great.
That's
Dennis.
Better because you sound happy and satisfied.
Yeah. Yes, mm. yes. There's hope. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
When I go to allopathic doctors, I have no hope, no trust.
Tell us a little.
It's like there's no hope.
Right.
Yeah.
But with you, people, there's hope.
Dennis, tell us a little bit about your prostate issue.
Oh, well, that's improving.
Okay.
Yes. I feel that it's the bladder is now not retaining as much. You know, there's more. It's getting smaller.
Okay. So tell us the problem you had before so our listeners can understand.
Because, yeah.
Before?
Yeah, yes, the symptoms.
The bladder retention.
Oh, yeah, the bladder was, it just poked out there a lot. Yeah, I've had it for about a year.
Okay.
And so it just, I guess we might call it chronic. It's just, oh.
What was it?
It was just sticking out there, and it would just hold. I couldn't drain it all. And it would just, I would be up at night for an hour and a half.
Trying to go to the restroom?
You mean
yes, right. Well, I would go 10 minutes. I would go, and then I would wait 10 minutes, and I would go some more and wait 10 minutes and go more, and it would just take me an hour to an hour and a half just to
empty.
Get mostly emptied so I can go back to sleep.
So the stream was very weak, very poor, right? It dribbling, basically?
Wow.
That's very disruptive to your sleep.
It's not too good.
I would not like that.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah.
So
well,
how is it now?
It has improved, though. I mean, I was at the beginning, I was getting up, at least every hour.
Okay. Mm.
Every hour. That was at the beginning, and then it would just slowly work itself down to, once a night for an hour and a half. So
you're down to once a night?
Yes, once a night.
But you still take an hour and a half?
An hour, hour to an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now you're only getting up once instead of every.
Once,
if you're sleeping eight, if you're sleeping,
which is okay, and then I just sleep in a little bit more, and I still get my six.
But
my
before,
6 hours.
But before you were getting up every hour. Then you were saying.
Well, a long time. Yeah. Yes. Right.
Okay.
We'll get the one and a half hour to 1.5 minutes.
So
you have to do that.
So now you're saying though.
Yes. Let's do that.
Your bladder is less distended now. You would say.
That's yes. It is. Okay. It's going yes less. Distended, is that what you call it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going back where it's supposed to be. It's headed in the right direction.
So it's getting more flat, basically.
Yes.
So you don't look like you're pregnant.
Right. I'm not with child.
Dennis has a great sense of humor. Another thing, let's talk a little bit about your PSA.
PSA. Well, that's about 11.
Okay.
And I'm going in for another PSA later in July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make
and
sure you
I'll also be checking the retention in my bladder
good.
At the same time.
Good. So we'll have to follow up with you on that.
Yeah.
I want to just add something. We had another patient who actually had about a 9 or 10 PSA, and his doctor recommended him to get a biopsy. And then after he did that, his PSA kept climbing up higher and higher. I think it went up to 90 or something.
Hmm.
90?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you remember which patient I'm talking about?
I
tried to talk me into a biopsy, which I found out was 12 needle cores. And they said, no, it won't. If you have cancer, no, there's no chance of spreading the cancer.
Right. It's not
That's
true.
That's crazy.
Actually, there is evidence, I believe, that it can spread the cancer if you do a biopsy. Because it stimulates and actually causes your PSA to go up after you get the biopsy. It doesn't happen with everyone. But I have seen cases where that has happened.
But what use is a biopsy with
point?
A conventional doctor?
Right.
Okay, we have another dentist with the pulmonary fibrosis doing all the tests, pulmonary function tests. But they just
keep
on. They
don't do anything for the patient.
Yeah, they don't do anything, no treatment other than giving oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And then besides that, then no treatment. So so what good are the tests?
Yes.
Tests and all expensive tests.
Yes. Dennis, tell us how your energy is.
Oh, getting better.
Okay.
Yeah, getting better. I think when I'm around you people, you know, it's like,
yeah,
is it
really? You know, there might be a quantum thing happening here.
You know, Dennis, we can talk about lease if we're the treatment roommate. You can stay there for give you a discount. Again,
really,
lease out here,
your energy sounds amazing. It's incredible to hear you talk like this with your voice.
Yeah, your voice.
The quality of your voice has just improved tremendously.
We should tape people when they first came.
We always forget to do that because we can't go back to where they were, which we don't want them to. But then
exactly.
You can't compare.
Yeah.
But anyway, Dennis, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. Is there anything else you want to add to tell our listeners?
Well, more people should go to you folks.
Hey, you're right.
Yeah, absolutely. You just give the world hope that there is a real healing doctors out there, real doctors.
Thank you.
Exactly.
I just can't tell you how,
thank you.
Important that is, yeah. to everybody.
It's not just hope. We have evidence. We have been
right.
showing
yeah,
it for
absolutely.
13
yeah.
years.
It's not just hope.
Evidence.
It's real.
Yeah.
It works
as, right. all the time. Yeah.
And as you can see with your case, Dennis, it's not just pain. It's everything. We treat the whole body. So it's physical, it's emotional, it's energetic.
It's all tied together.
That's right. That's what yeah. it takes. It's emotional, physical.
Yes. And spiritual, too, actually.
You have the answers.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dennis. We really enjoyed speaking with you today and hope to have you again soon. You'll follow up with us and tell us how your visit with your doctor goes this summer.
I'll be seeing you next week.
Okay. Good. Take care, Dennis.
All right. Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. If you're just joining us today, you missed two incredible cases. Today we had the double Dennises, two Dennises with us. First one from Oregon who has been suffering from or diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis for the past 9 years. Actually, we didn't mention that he was a smoker, smoked many years. It was first discovered when he had pneumonia. He's been using oxygen daily since then.
And they thought he had TB.
Right. They thought he had TB, put him in isolation, but they discovered it wasn't.
A very important point to learn is that with our treatment, with the Chinese approach, you don't need the physical diagnosis, TB, pneumonia, pulmonary fibrosis.
We treat the same way.
We improve the circulation. It doesn't matter whether you have prostate cancer or prostate enlargement.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You just open the circulation to the area that need it and balance.
And then, after four treatments, it has slightly improved. We're going to work on him some more. The other dentist we had with us had 10 years of shoulder pain, lung problems with breathing since he was in the Marine Corps in the 60s, and also severe prostate and bladder problems. He's also improving tremendously. If you missed the show, go on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. The energy in Dennis number two's voice is just
He was
tremendous.
Getting up every hour. It took an hour and a half to urinate.
Right.
Now he only gets up
once a night, a week,
hour day and night.
Right. Have a great weekend, folks. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.